Radio Namaste is brought to you by your host, the blue collar goddess, Sarah Nash, and a small crew of guest personalities determined to amuse, entertain, and occasionally astonish you. And now, Radio Namaste, a different brand of enlightenment streaming live across this galaxy and probably a few more.
Greetings, far foreigners, you sentient space creatures and fellow humans. This is Sarah Nash as your host, and you're listening to Radio Namaste on the Om Times Radio Network, bringing you enlightenment the blue-collar goddess way. Hey, for those of you who are interested in the blue-collar path, there will finally be a book with an oracle deck later this year, tentatively titled Welcome to My World. Or maybe, I don't know, Veterans of the Psychic Wars. It's hard to say. You'll want to reserve your copy when we release the details about the first of this Cosmic Triage series. Remember to hit me up on our Twitter at Radio Namaste with the hashtag Blue Collar Goddess, and you'll get in the opportunity to be in a drawing for a free 1 hour Skype session. I am going to put all of those love notes in a hat. Zen Master Ted, my co-host. Hey, Zen Master Ted, give us a wave. Everybody can see you. He's going to snag one out, and we'll announce the winner on the monthly wrap-up, so hashtag that Blue Collar Goddess to add Radio Namaste and get in the hat. Stop being so freaking lazy or shy or whatever it is that seems to be holding you people back. I mean, it's a tweet. It takes less than 30 seconds. Just do it. You've been commanded by your Lord and Commander. Tweet it. Anyways, one of the things that I do adore about Om Times Radio, if you're listening live, is that you don't have to download anything to listen to it. I've been looking all over the place for like other radio stations and stuff because I want to know who our competition is. And we're the best. So you just click where you are and there you are. But anyways, you're going to want to check out the archives for past shows at the Om Times Podbean portal. I think they have some stuff going on in SoundCloud too. SoundCloud. Okay, words. Here we go again. Or even on Namaste with an H. That's namastewithanh.com in the show archive section. Zen Master Ted will give you a tweet about that in a minute or two. So star that. Make it a favorite for easy access later. The past shows are really great, and I can't determine which one is my favorite either. Every time I interview someone, I learn more about the world. I expand my personal philosophical foundations, and as one of my favorite past guests, Gloria O'Neill Savage, said, she said, and I say this all the time now, we teach what we need to heal, because I find more and more that there are so many of us New Age gurus out there and people who think we know it all. I mean, we're just veterans of everything that we've ever experienced, and we're still trying to heal ourselves. So let's talk about healing for a moment before I introduce my guest, Melody Tristan Hasselvander. Hey, Melody, before I introduce you, tell me, did I say your name right?
Yeah, you said it perfectly.
Okay, shh, don't say anything. She's the mad genius behind Ragdoll Comics. I found something that I wrote to her. I did a recommendation when I was the co-founder and the production editor of the His Quarterly. It was a recommendation that I'd written for her because she'd done our logos. She's also done the White Light Express logo too, everyone. But anyways, I said, I recall the first year jitters we experienced as an editorial team trying to make a wave in the world of internet publishing. We wanted cutting edge, fresh and bohemian authors and artists living on our pages. Our dilemma was that everyone with a blog is a writer and everyone who can scan a doodle or put up a graphic program is an artist. Finding memorable quality work was our mission. Melody was the answer to our spring edition that first year. We absolutely had to have an artist who wouldn't compromise her vision. We were delighted to bring Melody on board with her unique view. Melody's standard of work is second to none. Her dedication to detail, her use of vivid colors, and the way she breathes life into her subjects is stunning. The His Quarterly celebrates each of its artists equally. We've been fortunate to have some world-renowned talent grace our pages, from Strijon van der Meer, who, wow, that guy was cool, and to Johnny Gregg. It's our hope that Melody gains the recognition she so richly deserves. We would be thrilled to have her return as our featured artist for a future issue. And that was back in 2007. So hi, Melody.
Hey.
You can say hi now. Well, the reason I got tripped up was because I realized, your previous incarnation was Melody Herbert. And now that you have moved on in your life, and see how delicately I did that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I realized that I hadn't said your name out loud. So Melody Tristan Hasselvander.
Yes.
Hasselvander. That's kind of a neat name. What is that name? What is it?
It's German.
Hasselvander.
Hasselvander.
What does it mean?
I believe it means from the house of the hazel trees or something similar.
Oh my God, are you a tree person too? Because I'm a Nash, and Nash is from the ash trees, and we're probably just ancient druids.
Probably,
we need to
yeah.
work up spells. We'll talk about that later. So thank you so much for being here with us. I know that this is kind of a step out of your realm of your comfort zone, actually. And I really champion you for that because, you're one of those, like, you sit alone in a closet scribbling madly daily, don't you?
Pretty much. Yeah.
No, tell us, you know, what I'm going to do is I'm going to start right into some of these questions because I was absolutely stunned by the amount of questions. I just, for the last hour before we went on the air, I just kind of shot out there on Twitter. I was like, hey, you know, private message me or DM me for messages with regard to questions. I had 9. And that's like, I've had some pretty stellar people. Not that you're not that I'm not, but man, people love you. You have a whole underground following. So wave to them all. Say, hey.
I'm waving.
Okay. See, she's waving. Anyways, so let's start from the beginning. Anonymous asked, wait a minute, was this anonymous? Because I'm going down the line. How old were you when you started coloring?
Coloring. Well, it depends on if we're talking about digital coloring or if we're just talking about coloring in general. Obviously, I was coloring since I was a little kid, but I started digital coloring around 2002 when I got my first copy of Photoshop. Back then, I was not using a tablet. I was using a mouse, so that was a special challenge. Mm. But yeah, I've been a colorist since about 2002.
So were you self-taught?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, when I was a little kid, my mom showed me, you know, this is what you do to make pictures and coloring books pop. So that was pretty much the only education I got on the subject.
What was that? What did she tell you to do? Can you tell that? Is it a secret? Is it a trade secret?
Oh, no, it's not a secret. Basically, you want to take and use the crayon to make a nice little outline around your black lines before you fill in.
Yay.
And then you add different color values for shading to indicate, you know, where your light's coming from. But my mother was a very talented artist, and I think she wanted to pass that along to me while she had the chance.
Do you want to talk about your mom for a minute?
Yeah, we can talk about my mom for a minute. She is unfortunately no longer with us. She died of heart failure in 1998 when I was 20 years old. She was very into cubism. She loved Picasso. Her medium was paint. She did some actually what I find to be still terrifying abstract paintings, mm-hmm. Although they were generally of a Mary and Jesus kind of nature. But she had a way of taking that subject and just making it look, well, like I said, terrifying.
Well, yeah, some people would say that your work is terrifying.
I know a lot of people probably would say that. I'm a little more direct. I think one of the problems my mom had being an artist was she was afraid to express herself and what she truly felt inside. She's a very repressed individual, but I don't have such hang-ups.
Well, and that, you know, we had one of the questions here. Reagan asked, authors use words to paint graphic scenes that readers are urged to imagine, but artists who use paint and colors to illustrate scenes don't leave much to the imagination. But you take your story to a whole new level of art, and it's personal. How difficult is that? Which I thought was a great question.
That is a great question. It is very difficult because I've been through a lot. I feel that I can do a simple illustration and make you wonder about the feelings behind it. At least that's my hope, is to create something that looks very innocent yet is very sinister under the surface.
You nailed that. Tweet that, Ted. Yeah, say that again. You take something that looks very innocent and yet is incredibly sinister under the surface.
I try to. I do what I can.
You do it so remarkably well that, you know, it was – here, I'm just going to put this out here because, you know, this is – we do have a spiritual bend to this show here. And I know that your work is spiritual to the – because it's odd. A lot of people don't know that you actually did the logo for the White Light Express.
Yeah.
Yeah, and – thank you, Zen Master Ted. We've got about a minute before we go into our break. So awesome. But, I meant that sarcastically too, by the way. Yeah. I see a lot of light behind your work and you know that I'm one of your biggest champions. I adore Ragdoll. I adore the story. And when we come back from our break, let's start from the beginning. Let's talk about, your inspiration for Ragdoll, which is actually, I believe, your life. Is that correct?
Yes.
And, you know, we'll kind of dive into that and see, you know, the therapeutic process behind that, if in fact it was therapeutic, because we've got a few more questions. And so let's tell people where they can find you right now, because before we go into the break, I bet you people are going to be like, oh, my gosh, what is this? So it's ragdollcomics.com?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. All right. So we are speaking with Melody Tristan Hasselvander of ragdollcomics.com. And when we get back, we're going to start from the beginning. We're going to talk about her inspiration, which was her life. Stay tuned and talk to you in just a couple minutes.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome to the gathering around my kitchen table on Equilarium FM, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join my guests as we integrate spirituality into everyday reality with vibrant conversations, inspired interviews, and my latest channeled guidance to inspire and brighten your day. I'm Claire Johnson, and together we'll be raising vibrations across the nations.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Free your mind with OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
I was sitting there trying to figure out what Zen Master Ted was telling me. He said that he tweeted the free session and people are favoriting it, but what?
They're responding to it.
They're not responding to it. Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know. I still hear the music. I still hear music in my head. Hey, Melody, how you doing?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Did you relax and take the dog out during that very, very long break?
Well, I don't have a dog, but if I did, I would have thought about it.
Oh, gosh. This is so unprofessional. I love Angela Levesque. She's like one of my favorite hosts out there. And I listened to her show yesterday and I was like taking notes because everything I've learned about doing a radio show, I've learned from Angela because she rocks this. And I'm like, She had this really, really amazing show yesterday with regard to media and how media is controlling people with regard to how they think. So that is sort of my segue back into Om Times is about personal empowerment. It really is. And because you are an illustrator, but you illustrated my magazine in the past. I was so interested in when I got the first time you the first time you released the actual whole special edition of Ragdoll.
Mm-hmm.
I purchased 3 copies for myself and for my children. And I went through it because I was afraid to look at some of your stuff in the past because I thought it would be very triggering. I can't imagine what you went through. So let's talk about that. Go ahead. Just tell us all.
Well, I guess I better say that I had a really rough childhood. I endured a lot of abuse growing up, and a lot of that did come from my mother, who was bipolar. Like I said, she was a super lady, and she was a brilliant artist, but she had a dark side to her, and unfortunately, she took that out on me. And I watched her become consumed by fear. And it ultimately killed her. She died of heart failure, but the fear is what really sent her on a downward spiral physically. And I did not want that to happen to me, no matter what. And I decided that any artistic inspiration that I had was going to have to come out. It was going to have to. Ragdoll was an idea I started messing around with in high school. I was just drawing the character. And that's when I was teaching myself how to draw, because I really hadn't picked up a pencil for anything other than writing or schoolwork until I was about 16 years old. But the story was there, but what really inspired it, and I've told this story about a dozen times, there is a Nine Inch Nails song called I Do Not Want This. And I was listening to it on the headphones one day. This was on a cassette Walkman back in like 1994, 1995. And that song struck me like a bolt of lightning in the head, and I jumped up and I started writing down the plot for Ragdoll, the way it would ultimately, you know, come out. And that's that. It's been a reflection of my feelings, my life, my past. The story continues to play itself out in my real life, which is kind of freaky. But yeah, every time I end up in an emotional jam, I find myself referencing back to the story and trying to pull my own lessons from it to keep the fear at bay. If that makes any sense.
It makes perfect sense. And I want to go back, and because I'm a doctor of transdimensional communication. So I want to go back to something that you said with regard to you find that when you create your stories, it begins to actually sometimes happen. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So it's sort of like you're creating your own future event.
Sort of. It's more like it seems to me less like creating and more like I've already seen what's going on. I'm just repeating something that hasn't happened yet.
Okay. So it's sort of like a deja vu because
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I kind of get it because what a lot of people don't know, we're going to have some new listeners here. And if they haven't looked at ragdoll.com, first of all, I want to make sure that you are, it's highly recommended that, well, you have to be 18 or older. I mean, let's just face it. I mean, it's not pornographic in the sense that some people will be like, oh my God, but there are definite issues with regard to sexual violence, sex and drugs, which by the way, Anonymous asked me how many, he said, ask her how many drugs she's on. He literally said, how many drugs are you on? So You know, we'll talk about that in a moment. But a lot of people who are listening in have not heard of Ragdoll Comics. I know a lot of my listeners just like tune in at the spur of the moment. So they're going to be sitting back going, what the heck is art? You know, what the heck is going on? So first of all, my relationship with you, Mel, began on a blogging forum known as Zanga years and years ago. And I was absolutely drawn in by your art because I'm nowhere near the artist that you are, so I don't even want to put myself on the same level. But when I do paint and when I do draw, it's very similar. It's very, very similar. I use a lot of very vivid colors, and I've got a few friends from high school who actually still have some of my bits and pieces. And by the way, I was going to give a shout out to my daughter because we're still in the process of proving something from high school. But tell us about high school. Tell us about what happened with you in high school, because I felt like I was sitting inside of you from time to time. And that's going to give people a little bit of, you know, a nudge to my own personal dark past. In my own personal dark past. Doom, doom, doom.
By the time I got to high school, I had pretty much figured out how to deal with people that didn't like me. My issues were really in the eighth grade. That's when I actually was taken out of school for several months and hospitalized for a nervous breakdown, because the teasing, the bullying was relentless. And, you know, they just – kids single out a kid to pick on, and I was that kid. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I stayed for about a month in an institution where I learned – what self-esteem is. And I realized, you know, how to respect myself and learn that, you know, the things that the other kids said were, you know, bullshit and none of it mattered. So by the time I got to high school, that was pretty much all over. You know, I could deal with it a little bit better. Although, I will say I am a high school dropout. By 11th grade, I was so consumed with partying and just hanging out with my friends and not really giving a crap about my future. So I just said screw it and left and decided to become an artist, which in hindsight was probably not the best decision, but it is what it is. And, hey, it got me out of senior year.
Well, there you are. Do you have any plans to go back? I mean, at least get a GED or anything. And I'm not judging you or anything, because, like,
I got my GED the moment I could. I got my GED in 95.
So when you know what? I always have a real problem. People say they dropped out of high school, and I'm like, oh, okay. Well, see, to me, I think it's a really big deal that you got your GED. So good for you. Because there's a vast majority of people I know have dropped out of high school, and they have, like, literally – like one or two credits to go and they don't do it. So huzzah, girlfriend. No, really. I am just like, that's a Washingtonian thing, by the way, everybody out here in Washington and the Seattle area, that it's like, yeah, no. Yeah. We always say that. It's like, it's the Indian head wobble thing. I do not know. I'm so excited. I'm standing here beside myself. Well, Shannon asked, what kind of music do you listen to? So we already know that I love Nine Inch Nails, by the way. Nana's, yeah. Whew.
Yeah. My absolute favorite is Mike Patton from Faith No More, Tomahawk, Mr. Bungle, Peeping Tom. He's done a whole lot of stuff. And recently Faith No More came out with a new album, which I am so psyched about because I haven't heard any new music that has excited me in so long. It's absolutely pathetic. And since we're on the subject of music, music is one of the biggest inspirations behind Ragdoll. And if I don't have music in my life, I can't create it, period. And I think a lot of the reason why I've been kind of slow to create in the past couple of years is because all the music that I've been hearing lately has just sucked so bad. And I'm wondering, is it just me? Am I getting old, you know? Or is it really just music has just gone down the tubes on a worldwide scale? I don't know. But...
Well, and, you know, I was going to say, perhaps if you hit up some of these artists and offered to do their covers for them, say, you know, if you create better music, I'll make your cover for you, baby.
Yeah, I don't know if they'd be quite receptive to that, you know. Oh, make better music, I'll draw something for you.
Yeah, why not? I literally had a celebrity offer that to me. I'm not kidding you. They were like, hey, I'll draw you a picture. Because I was like, what? No, it was like kind of the opposite thing. Anyway, long story. But so music is your drug then, because people do want to know how many drugs you're on.
Well, currently I'm only on caffeine this morning. I am, and I feel like I need to talk about this. I'm actually weaning myself off of an antipsychotic that was prescribed to me by a psychiatrist. I'm not going to necessarily name the drug, but I noticed that it was beginning to rob me of my personality. I'd be in a conversation with a group of people and they'd look at me and go, well, what do you think, Melody? And I'd just be like, you know, I had no opinion about anything. I just kind of felt listless. So I've started weaning back off of this particular drug. But that, as far as prescription drugs, yeah, there you go. There's that one. I do smoke weed. Shocking. I've never touched anything hard. Never been into coke or meth or heroin or any of that evil stuff. I did trip on acid a lot back in the day. A lot.
What's a lot? I mean, you know, I took a couple of hits when I was at Burning Man a couple of years ago. But
there was like a 2-year period in the late 90s where I was doing it every weekend.
Oh, man, you are clinically insane.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I heard a rumor or some sort of like urban legend or something. I don't know. Zen Master Ted, if you could like take a look at this and find out. Somewhere somebody said the government considers you like clinically insane if you've taken a hit of acid for like 8 years after that.
So, I heard something like that. It's like if you've taken something like more than 5 hits of acid, you're not allowed to testify in court or something. That was a rumor floating around back in the day.
Well, that'd be interesting. We're going to have see if anybody can hit us up with those kinds of details. Well, listen, we're heading into it. We're at the halfway mark. You're listening to Radio Namaste and the Om Times Radio Network, and we're talking to Melody Tristan Hasselbander. Ragdoll Comics, be right back.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
If you've ever said, I do want it all. I do want happiness. I do want love. And I do desire the happily ever after fairy tale life, then this show is for you. Join me, Dean Nicole Brandon, for my internationally acclaimed show, Bridal Talk Radio, every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, where I'll bring you the top experts in the fields of communication, money, relationships, finance, pleasure, play, travel, sexuality, parenting, real estate, adventure, comfort, care, passion, and love.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Want to be a better communicator? Do you want to better connect with the important people in your life? Do you want to enrich your relationships? If so, join me, Matthew Cooper, on the Positive Control System show every Wednesday evening at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Om Times Radio. I'll meet you there.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to Radio Namaste and the Om Times Radio Network. This is Sarah Nash, the Blue Collar Goddess, and we are speaking with Melody Tristan Hasselvander, who is the pure genius behind Ragdoll Comics. We were talking about drugs before we went into the break. So Zen Master Ted gave me the heads up about a couple of things. He said, hey, just tell everyone music is my mind-altering substance of choice. So big thumbs up for that, Zen Master Ted. Thanks for that. But he also went to Snopes and he said, the urban legend, if you take LSD 7 times, you're insane or something. Pure bunk, according to Snopes. So, all right, Melody, I guess we're both okay.
Cool.
All right. Awesome. Well, I guess we can go now, right? So, you were talking about taking an antipsychotic. Why are you taking an antipsychotic? And I know I'm going to get a lot of feedback from that, like, duh, Sarah, but why?
Well, that's a good question. My psychiatrist probably couldn't answer that for you either. I think she just kind of wanted to put me on something because I have a multiple personality disorder, which is more commonly, modernly known as dissociative identity disorder, due to the trauma that I suffered as a child. And also I have PTSD from it. So I think she thought that this antipsychotic was really the only thing she could do for me, drug-wise, because really the only therapy that I need or that will work for me, as far as professionals, is talk therapy. I need to sit and talk about what's going on, how I'm feeling, what my level of integration is at any particular moment. But I think also because I was just going through the divorce and I was feeling totally stressed out and overwhelmed, I think she thought that this particular drug would help. You know,
kind of take the edge off of any sort of anxiety.
Yeah. I was having a lot of violent, angry thoughts that I didn't feel like I could control at the time.
Oh, yeah. Well, homicidal. Yeah. Those kinds of thoughts. Yeah. Sometimes I tell people just go to thrift stores and smash plates and but first buy them first. Take them out. Yeah.
I do have a punching bag that helps. But she was telling me about, you know, positive ways to release anger, which was something that surprised me because I always thought, you know, positive ways to release anger is through my art, which, you know, I do. But really, you need to punch something and think about all the things that make you angry and allow yourself to release that anger in a physical way, which blew my mind when she told me this. So, yeah, I have a punching bag and that helps a lot. And I feel like I don't really need the crutch of the antipsychotic medication anymore. So, and as I've been weaning myself off of it, I've been in a mood, but no violent thoughts, no homicidal intentions.
Excellent. Well, call me. I'm here for you, baby. I got your back. I got your back. But now there are some elements of bondage in Ragdoll.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to be as delicate as I possibly can for some of my listeners, but suck it up, people. Put on your big boy pants, put on your big girl panties, and, you know, realize that there's a real world out there where people do suffer. It's not all about rainbow snorting sparkles and, you know, oh, just, you know, you're not open to the healing, Melody. You're just not open to the healing. So the reality of it is that sometimes life sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And when you can struggle up and not become, you know, one of those banner toting victims. And that's what I love about you. You are not that person. I don't care how many of you there are. None of you wave a banner that says I'm a victim. You have survived. And I think that's what I champion most about you. I've toyed with the idea that, and I don't want to be glib about this because I actually am very familiar and very intimate with associative, or not associative, but dissociative identity disorder, and people, you know, what they call DID these days, and then as a result of MPD, you know, the United States of Tara. My kids, my daughters specifically would say, Mom, this is you. But the idea is that you're not aware when you actually have and correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm on the air with you. Mm-hmm. Dissociative identity disorder leads you down a path where you are not aware of the integration of these personalities, or you are.
Well, me personally, I am aware. I think it has more to do with the fact that DID is a spectrum disorder. Mm-hmm. Even though my personality breaks were pretty severe, I never really experienced what they call a fugue, which is where you know, just black out and you wake up in another room and you're like, oh my God, what have I done?
Right.
With me, it was more like the other personality would take over and the rest of us could watch, mm-hmm. yet not do anything about it.
Yeah, I sort of call that my mind theater. I've only had one fugue moment in my life, but I want to talk about the bondage part of it though. Do you, and this is just you and me now, forget everybody else that's listening. Do you think that the bondage part that essence is you wrapping yourself up and making yourself sit down?
You could say that. I think bondage for me really is a metaphor for life.
Yeah.
I feel that the human body itself is binding, that just being incarnated in physical form is a form of bondage. And that's partly what I'm trying to express. But yeah, I do have trouble sitting down and focusing sometimes. And it is kind of like tying yourself down to the chair to actually get things done.
Just, I know that you have your music of choice. I have recently just discovered that there's a cognitive, I should have written this down. I didn't even realize that we were going to even have this opportunity. Zen Master Ted, what's that called? Cognitive, it's a musical element that I've been listening to lately to help me with my attention deficit disorder, which I have really badly. I actually have adult ADHD. And for all those people who are rolling their eyes and saying it's not a thing, it is really a thing, okay? It is a horrible thing. It's horrible, Andy. And, you know, it's sitting down and actually focusing for longer than 15 minutes when it's not a movie, which is why I love movies, because my brain is going, but my body's able to sit still for a while, and then vice versa. But have you tried different types of, like, perhaps music? It's those
binaural
sounds. Thank you. Words, Zen Master Ted. Have you tried binaural sounds, Mel?
I'm not sure if I exactly have any of that on hand. I do have a few CDs called, Brainwave Journey. They're specifically made to put your brain into theta mode so that you're calm and you're focused. I used to use those a whole lot back when I first got them, but I haven't used them recently. And like I said, I've had a problem with focus lately because the music just isn't there. Mm-hmm. The music that I need to get my work done just either isn't being created, or I'm not discovering it, or maybe I need to break out my Brainwave Journey CDs again. I don't know.
I think you do. Let's see what happens, because when I have you come back, we'll talk about that. Because I do want to have you come back on the show. You and I are actually, we're going to tell people, we're going to work on a new project. So we need for you to get new music.
Yeah.
we're collaborating on a journey together, an illustrated journey that I'm going to write. And Mel has started illustrating. We have the characters down for this. But that reminds me, Cynthia George Snow, one of the listeners, she asked, what is the opinion on diversity of voice and perception in internet comics? And what does the internet medium do to expand the range of voices writing and illustrating or limiting it? So I think the first question, I mean, I'm trying to break this down. She's like a rocket scientist. This woman has a brilliant brain. But I think what she's saying is there's so much out there with regard to the comic world of internet comics and manga and that kind of thing. What is the general opinion about that? What is your opinion about that?
Well, I can speak on my opinion. I can't speak on the general opinion, but my opinion is that the internet is kind of a double-edged sword in that it has given more people an opportunity to express themselves. It gives artists a venue where normally they wouldn't have had anything. However, it's diluted the industry so much that nobody is really getting the recognition that they deserve because there's just so much out there. So I can't really tell you whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, because creation itself is good, and I'm glad there are young women out there who are making webcomics of all different, you know, subjects. But at the same time, you know, how are we going to make money?
Well, yeah, and that is it's becoming, excuse me, it is really becoming, with places like DeviantArt and people who are just selling their stuff, you know, just for nothing or just giving it away. And then one of the things that I've discovered is that people start something, they don't finish it, they move on because it's just, it's a, I don't know, it's a hobby. See, for you, it's your life. It's what you do.
Yeah.
And you know, you get these people that jump in, they dilute the market, in my opinion, and then they step away. And so the quality is seriously hard to pull up and find out there. How do you go about finding, I mean, what kind of comics do you read?
I actually, at this point in my life, I'm reading less comics than I did back during Ragdoll's inception. It's kind of sad, but you know. But right now I'm reading Justice League Dark is a DC comic. I'm really not perusing, independent web comics the way I should, you know, necessarily, just because, you know, I'm so busy and so,
well, we're busy here too. I'm going to cut you off because I hear the music. I forgot. It was like, I was like listening to you. So when we get back, we're going to talk some more about what we're going to do, where people can find you. This is End Times Radio. You're listening to Radio Namaste, the artist Melody Tristan Hasselbander.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com. And change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is conscious living for your soul. Every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio.
Welcome back. This is Sarah Nash, the Blue Collar Goddess. You're listening to Radio Namaste, where we challenge traditional descriptions of what it does mean to be spiritual, conscious, and enlightened, which is why we have one of the most incredible, in my opinion, graphic artists out there right now, Melody Tristan Hasselvander, the artist and the mind behind Ragdoll Comics. Melody, one of the last questions that we had here, Braveheart 12 wanted to, he asked, do you suffer from serious nightmares?
My nightmares, when they are serious, are actually very cool. When I have a really good, really scary nightmare, I'll wake up and immediately think, damn, I got to write that down. My nightmares that actually terrify me are just reliving scenes from my past. I have a lot of dreams that are based in the house I grew up in. Mm-hmm. I still dream about it. And even though, you know, nothing really happens, like, well, last night, for example, I had a dream that I was in my childhood bedroom and I looked out the window and I saw this beautiful blue and orange plant growing out of the ground. I left the room for a few minutes, came back. The furniture was completely rearranged and somebody had pulled the plant out of the ground. That disturbed me more than if I had, say, a creep show nightmare, you know? Mm-hmm. I do experience quite a few nightmares, actually more so in the last couple of years. So I'm going through a pretty dark time in my life. But the good nightmares, the ones where, like, there are monsters, you know, stuff like that, they're the ones that I want to write down. I'm glad I had when I wake up.
Well, what kind of monsters do you have in your head that you haven't shown us? Because, you know, I have to say, you've done some really amazing work. One of my favorite pieces of yours is... Oh, come on, Sarah. She was a goddess. Shoot. I have it in, I'm, in fact, it's going to get framed. It's sitting in my closet. It was the, come on, Zen Master Ted. You've seen it before. We pull it out and
what
we look at it.
What were the colors you used?
Well, purple and violet. And she was, and I know Marcia Gabriel Hovick did, a story about this particular goddess. It's not Persephone. It's
Did she have wings and red hair?
Yes.
That that's Dragonfly.
Okay. No. Yes, I love Dragonfly. I love Dragonfly. There's, well, you know what? I'll pull it out later. We'll talk about it later. But anyways, yeah. So you do logo work though, right? So if somebody says, yeah. Oh, I love your work, but you know, you are available to do logo work. Yes.
Yes, I certainly am.
Because I can't tell you, I have had so many people look at my business card that the Cosmic Hooker, when, you know, because I'm the artist formerly known as the Cosmic Hooker, but I can't tell you how many people look at my business card and they're mesmerized. They are absolutely mesmerized. I'm going to have to shoot a picture up there on my website so that people can see it because, you know, now I need to have you do something for me with regard to the Blue Collar Goddess. But I love the Cosmic Hooker so much.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun with that one.
Yeah, the DNA behind it and the eyes and, oh my gosh, darling, you are so incredibly talented. And I'm going to be really excited to begin working on our new project together. So how would you feel if a publisher did want to condense your work?
Condense?
Yeah. Let's just say a publisher came along because, you know, I'm really big on creating plans and possibilities. So, I mean, every once in a while I look at all of your work, especially recently because I've been gathering it all together and preparing myself for this interview that I wish could go on for a few more hours because I finally feel like I'm getting centered and focused. But I have been really gathering a lot of your work and looking at it, especially the work that you've done over the years. And we've got an incredible coffee table book here. You know, there's this whole setup with regard to Ragdoll too. I mean, how many editions do you have of that now?
Well, in its current incarnation, Ragdoll's up to 5 issues. I think I should mention for some of the newer readers that it was actually a novel before, and so much of the story has already been finished. I had actually published quite a bit of it through, I want to say like chapter 15 or chapter 16 back in the day before I decided to make it a traditional comic book.
Yeah.
But right now there are 5 issues available in print and for download on Comixology. I would love, if a publisher came to me and wanted me to just devote all my time to making Ragdoll and making comics, that would be a dream come true. It really would.
Well, let's put some effort and some energy into that, because, you know, see, this is how we rise to the top of our game. And this is how and it's difficult for artists such as yourself and myself, even though we work with different mediums, but the struggle to stay on top of the chronic mental illness, the chronic self-defeating inner mean girl, and the constant battle it is just to put one foot in front of the other, because we can't live on karma coins. That's what Zen Master Ted and I call good karma coins, you know, because fuck that, right? It's like, you know, I need to get sponsors on this show. Cough. and, you know, there's certain things that have to happen in order for us to move ahead. So let's put some energy and some effort into that. And how do people get in touch with you, Mel? Because we're going to move on. We got a few more minutes before this show ends, so we're going to fly off.
You can visit my website. I have a contact form there. I also have a link to my portfolio there on ragdollcomics.com. If you want to email me directly, it's ragdollcomics@gmail.com. I'm available for commissions, logos. Hey, you want to publish me? You know, drop me a line.
This woman is the real deal. And I can say honestly that in spite of the fact that we struggle with certain kinds of disciplines, when I've asked you to do something, you've been on it like white on rice. And that is rare, because I can't tell you how many professional people I know out there who are like, oh, maybe I'll get to it when I feel like it, because they're too precious. You know, they've got too much going on in their lives to actually do their work. And you, my dear, are an incredible artist, and you are an incredible light worker. And I believe in you, and we're both gonna champion ourselves, and I will wave your awesome banner, because you've waved mine plenty of times, and you've believed in me. So everybody, Ragdoll Comics, you're listening to the artist, Melody Tristan Hasselvander. We're going to head off now and talk to our sponsors. Melody, I can't wait to have you back when we reveal to the world our new ideas. I know. Thanks for joining us, and we're going to have you back real soon. Have a great weekend, too.
Thanks, and thanks for having me.
Hey, I am delighted. I am delighted. I'm one of your biggest fans. Take care, darling. Now what we're going to do is we're going to talk about Alchemy Stones. Zen Master Ted, he's my artist behind the Alchemy Stones. I think we should just talk about how incredible of an artist you are, Zen Master Ted.
Well, hi.
I had a previous guest, Kimberly Ross Palm. She was spending some time with us this past weekend. She was actually holding on to one of your incredible Alchemy Stones. And I literally saw – I wish I had a movie of that moment, because her whole face changed when she was holding one of the Alchemy Stones. And hopefully we'll get ourselves a booth at the Wooden Boat Festival in Port Townsend, Washington. Come on down. Come on down. Next week, guess what's going to happen? Go ahead, guess. Say it out loud. Say something. Next week, it's going to be me and you, Zen Master Ted. Yep. And guess who else? George Norrie. Heck yeah. He's agreed to come on over and share some of his latest ideas and adventures. I'm going to bring him in, and we're going to have a quick powwow, and maybe I can actually get him to stick around for a little while. We're going to give out some awards. The Karma Police from the Good Karma Factory have given us they've gifted us actually a couple of these ticket karma violation books, so we're gonna have a contest about that. So you know, remember to keep hashtagging Radio Namaste and the Blue Collar Goddess, and just, you know, hit me up out there with questions and things, because we got we got some pretty decent things going on. The Namaste Award has already been decided. We're still kind of rolling it over in our heads what we're going to do with the Father Mulcahy Award. So those of you out there, if you have any ideas with regard to the Father Mulcahy Award, why don't you reference the show on July 9th? See who we gave the Father Mulcahy Award there. They thought they could come after my previous co-host, Mariah's Millie. They were so wrong. They were so wrong. And, you know, she's been adopted into our family. She's an awesome person. And I'm sitting here looking at Zen Master Ted. He's being very, very quiet. Next week we're going to talk about the show that we have with JP Sears. We're going to talk about a couple of videos that we're in the process of creating right now. We are going to have a guest appearance with George Norrie. That's going to be fun. He's got some interesting news. Yeah.
For sure.
But remember, the idea that it is possible to channel Mother Teresa while you're having a smoke in your car with the windows rolled down during a traffic jam is not impossible, and it will be validated here at Radio Namaste, promoting the comprehension that the balancing act of living life on this planet and managing the daily routine as a transdimensional superhero isn't a personal problem. It is global. You're not alone, which is why I brought Melody on for the show today, because actually the comic book that she and I are working on, this series, is something that my son and I came up with a couple of years ago. So stay tuned to the Om Times Radio Network. You've been listening to Radio Namaste. I am the Blue Collar Goddess, Sarah Nash, and I will be here same time next week. Peace out, yo! Namaste.